Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amir Ryans, the candy girl of comedy. What's good, y'all? Glad to have y'all. Thanks for having me, Michael, I should say. Thank you.
Amir, listen, thank you for being part of the show, for balancing work, entertainment. What else are you balancing? Podcasts, websites, every other thing that you do. Amira, listen, and you make time to bring the listeners your relevant, real, and raw perspective every Monday evening, so I'm grateful. I want to just take a moment to thank those who are listening live.
Yes.
I just posted the link on Facebook, and if there's anyone on Facebook, I'm just going to post this again in a second. You want to call in, as I said, you can call in at 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. I'm just going to go on the Facebook very quickly, Mayor, and just post that number. Anybody wants to call in, you can listen.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to speak on the air, then you can press 1. And I'm just, the show is live. And let me just invite us to, let me post this right now. Let me invite everyone who is listening live, and if you missed the show, you can also catch us via the archive. Go to our show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/real-relevant-raw, and you can actually listen to any or all of the, I think we're now up to over 52 shows. We're probably at almost 55 shows, and we've had about 20,000 or more listening to the show, so we're definitely doing the right thing, and at the same time, it's always good to continue to make improvements to the show, and so we are all about that. Tonight's topic is the things we used to do, relationships strong. And, Amir, I wrote something after our conversation this evening that I want to read, and once I have, it's just a little intro. Mayor, feel free to give your perspectives and feel free to comment. So let me just read this for our listening audience. It says, whether we're talking about boyfriend, girlfriend, significant other, whether we're listening to songs, whether we're watching television shows ranging from love and hip-hop to couples therapy to dating naked, let's ask ourselves a question. What is the common theme? And that common theme, listening audience, is relationships. Well, most of us, many of us, maybe all of in our lives, engage in a relationship. And the thing is, Amir, I was thinking about it. How can we think about and talk about relationships? So I'm just going to throw something out there. In most cases, a relationship is two people, although we do know it can be more than two people. There are open relationships and polyamorous relationships. But it essentially is two people interacting with each other, loving each other, sometimes fighting each other, dealing with each other, and hopefully doing so in such a way as to both be happy and accomplish something together. Amir, and I know in your life, in your work as a comedian, I'm sure that you've talked about relationships, you've thought about relationships. Does that little intro that I read, does that get at how you think about relationships? Amir, are you on the line?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I don't know if you muted the line or you couldn't.
Sorry
hear me,
about that. Yeah, I didn't want you to hear the background noise. But, yeah, you hit it. I agree. I think the older you get, as I was saying when we were having our little private discussion, the older you get, you gather more patience. Like 20 years ago, I never I definitely didn't have this kind of patience. I'm patient now, and I think the older you get, even with your intimate relationships with another, I can't say significant other, or you can't say that nowadays, whatever, your love interest, damn, that confined me anyway. You know, when it comes to love interest and that kind of relationship, you know, you got to take your time in. And like I said in previous conversations about this, I don't think it's to put everything on the table at once. Yes, be yourself, but you ain't got to drag your skeletons to the first or second dinner date.
You know,
know each other. Slow down, take your time,
exactly.
And move forward.
And, you know, Amir, it's funny. I want to say a couple of things. I think in agreeing with you, as I have gotten older, I've learned to compromise more. I've learned to be open to feedback more. And it's interesting. I will use what you just said as a segue. And, again, everybody, tonight's topic is the things we used to do keeping relationships strong. I also wrote something about the game of relationships. And the fact of the matter is, and I'm going to define game, and Amir, I want you to kind of speak to what I'm going to put out there. The bottom line is, if we're searching for a relationship, if we're getting out of a relationship, if we are putting our relationship aspirations on hold, we need to realize that relationships occur in the context of game. And game is not a bad thing. Let us set it out, right? Game, what's game, quote unquote? A set of behaviors that we engage in, as well as a set of rules that we adhere to in order to find and secure the person or persons we want. I'll say that again, and then Amir, I want to kind of comment on something you said, which is so true. And I actually thought about it as I was writing this down before the show. Game, a set of behaviors we engage in, as well as a set of rules that we adhere to in order to find and secure that we want. And the reality is this, as you said a few moments ago, listen, when you first meet somebody, I think it is probably one of the most unwise, strategically stupid things we could do to put all of our skeletons out there off at the door, if you will, at that initial meeting, that initial phone call, that initial IM, that initial text. No, it's just part of the rules of the game say that you don't put all that stuff out there at the beginning. Why? In part because you don't want to scare the person off, but also you're trying to put your best foot forward. You're trying to make the best presentation possible. So the fact that you have anger management issues, that's probably not the thing to say in the first conversation. You understand what I'm saying? What are your thoughts about that?
I think it always rear its head. No, I totally agree with you. And like I said, the older you get, these young kids, they don't do that. You know, even when I was growing up, even as a young, lady dating, we didn't just jump in the bed. But, they don't see sex. I remember when maybe 8-9 years ago, a young lady said to me, like, oral sex wasn't a big deal. I'm looking at her like, what? Like, they don't see the world. So it's like talking about two sets of two different groups of people. You know, are you talking about the young or we, or are we talking about my age and dating? Like I said, with my age and dating, you're absolutely right. You're not going to drag. And that's not saying don't be truthful. I'm not saying that because I'm pretty honest. I'm pretty straight up. All I'm saying is, you don't got to divulge it all at once. And recently I had posted something that Michael Bazin had said. He was like, don't us single people get tired of people run up to us saying, when you're going to settle down. And he was like, no, how about this? When the person that got their shit together, when they going to settle down and step to me? Because, being in a relationship doesn't always mean that you're winning. It doesn't, because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you've accomplished all. A relationship, doesn't always set that state. So it depends on what type of relationship. And I say this all the time about your show, Michael, is that the one thing I respect about you is your perspective on anything in life. I love that you find a twist for a relationship on a candy bar. If I went and bought okay, from CVS Saturday and called you like, Mike, yo, they had a sale on Twix over there. You know, the big bars. You going to find a like a mirror. I'm telling you, girl, it's a relationship with you and the Twix.
That candy bar, right? You know, that candy bar. There's a relationship. There's a relationship. Chocolate and caramel.
And I love that about you. You won't be jarred from that. And I dig that. I dig that about you. But that's my outlook. I can't go any further or give you no more, no less. And that's just what it is. Get to know someone. You know, I ain't dragging all my skeletons and throwing them on the table. Sometimes it's best not to tell somebody. I ain't going, how many people you slay? Well, why? You know what I mean? If it's right between us, if I had a disease or something, you got a right to ask that. You have a right to tell people shit like that. But just coming out like, yeah, I dated when I was young. I was promiscuous, and I was out there tricking for hamburgers and soda pop and potato chips.
Right. I think you definitely don't want to say that when you first meet somebody. Something, a mirror that you said early, and typically, listening audience, we go to a song right now, and I have about 6 or 7 songs queued up, and we will definitely do that, but I'm kind of enjoying it slow. Amira, you said something, and I want to expand a little bit. I think in this society, again, I've traveled to different parts of the world, but I've been based in America my whole life. I think we make it seem like if you're not in a relationship, quote unquote, that you are not a complete person. And nothing can be further from the truth. I would rather not be in a relationship than be in an unhealthy one. And right now, I am not in a relationship, you see. So anybody listening tonight, as Amira said, as I say in my corporate meetings, to your point, Amira, to your point, I want anybody listening who is not in a relationship to think that you're any less than someone who is. Whether you're male or whether you're female. And I have a friend who is always pressured about marriage. And listen, if you're not married, it does not make you any less of an individual. Some of us aren't ready to be married. Some of us, and I don't advocate divorce, shouldn't be married. So whatever your state is, I think it's an opportunity for you to pursue your goals, aspirations, and dreams, and whether you're with someone or not, whether you're married or not, always to become a better person. Amira, do you agree with what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You know, and some people, they're not meant to be alone.
Exactly.
I know some chicks, they under any circumstances,
right,
any type of dude, they going to drag. You know, I have some people very close, you know, very close in relation to me that's like that. Can't live without a man. Why you got to have any old piece of thing around, like my grandmother used to call it, any old piece of thing you are dragging? No. Get yourself together. Be together enough for your children. And do you drag all types of men around your children because everybody got a baby right about now? You know what I mean? So, like, how that go? I don't... You know what I mean? So it's a lot to a relationship right now. A lot of women have children already.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing men around, they also have to take that into consideration. Are you going to bring them around right away? You know, how long is it going to take? Do you discuss it with their father? Is that an agreement beforehand that you don't have no man around you? You know, so it's hard. You know, me, my son, I tell you, he ain't never seen no man in my bed until I was in a relationship. You know what I mean? And then I knew you,
wow.
You know. But other than that, I remember recently he told me, as a grown man, you know, you ain't got no boy. You don't know what I do between the hours of 12 and 6.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I just got respect for you. I'm that chick. I could throw somebody out. But, you know what I mean? That's respect.
And I'm
going
to jump in. And I agree with you. I'm going to jump in because, interestingly enough, and again, our topic tonight, everybody, is the things we used to do keeping relationships strong. And we're going to, after my comment, Amir, if you want to jump in and say anything, of course, you know, we definitely want to hear your perspective. Then we're going to go to a song and come back. And when we come back, Amir, I want us to talk about our respective insights about the games that we play while we're trying to find somebody. So that said, to your point just a few moments ago, the one thing that I have about my mother, and let me just say this, everybody, we keep it real. I love and respect my mother. I do not respect my father, but I love my father. All right. That said, and maybe that's a heck of an admission, but I got to say it like that. And at another show, I could probably go into some detail. Let me tell you why I respect my mother. My mother's not perfect. As a matter of fact, my mother and I probably have an argument once a week. But the one thing that I never saw, I never came home at any age and saw my mother land up in the bed with another man. Now, did my mother have sex with men? I would think so, but I never saw it. You understand what I'm saying? And also, let me tell you what else I never saw. I never saw my mother, you know, 1 month it was Uncle Johnny, and the next month or a month after that it was Uncle Tim. I didn't see that. You understand? And so like you're saying about your son, and that's probably why, although I've never met him, that he respects and loves you. The reason I respect, you know, love is one thing, respect is another thing. I never saw that. And I'm sure my mother had boyfriends or whatever. Like I said, whatever my mother did when I was away at college and graduate school and when I wasn't home, that was her business. But she didn't flaunt that in my face and my sister's face. And I think Amira, the women upstairs, as you would say, need to understand that. And then the men of today, we gotta carry ourselves with respect too. You understand what I'm saying? If you know a woman has children, why do you want to be jumping about in the bed in the morning saying good morning to them and y'all just been dating for a week? You understand what I'm saying? Maybe it's better to get a hotel.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to keep it real, man, because you're right. I think our values, one of the things that you consistently say is you allude to the fact that really the values have changed. The values of the 18 to 25-year-olds. And I respect y'all. I think Generation X and Generation Y is different. I'm 50 years old, and I've seen a change in the value in terms of what we think is acceptable, what we think is not. I was talking to somebody 23, 24, 25, and just the understanding of sex. You know what I mean? It's different. I mean, yeah, there's sex, there's screwing, there's making love. But I think this generation, it's more into the physicality of the act as opposed to the emotional connection of the two people involved in the act.
It's not shocking anymore. Because of them. And the other thing is, this is what screwed up, is that the fact that Generation X, my son used to hate when I say that, Generation X, yeah, nothing. What they've done is they've affected the 40 and 50. And I'm not saying you and me. I'm just saying our generation. They're affected with the looseness now where they've grown up with. They've forgotten that because they live in the here and now. I don't. I live in what I was instilled in, what I remember as growing up as wholesome. Like, they don't have that. You know, grandma's ain't even the same no more. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's a whole nother mindset, but that's the difference, that when you start letting the here and now society affect your, that's where values come in. Because if you just live in trendy with the here and, you don't have no values or morals. I ain't saying you're not a good person and you don't have respect. I'm just saying you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything, and that's what a lot of this generation do. They fall for a lot of the BS.
Wow, America, you know, this is such a powerful conversation. I'm gonna go to a song. When I come back, let's talk a little bit about, with our listening audience, what kind of games do people. So listen, everybody, tonight's topic is the things we used to do, keeping relationships strong. We've been talking about relationships, how they've changed, how they've remained the same. Talk a little bit about game, getting some perspective. So we're going to go to a song. We'll be right back. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best, broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio studios. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my phenomenal co-host,
Amira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. What's good, y'all?
Listen, I want to invite anybody listening live right now to call in 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Press 1 to be connected to the studio. Tonight's topic is the things we used to do keeping relationships strong. We spent the first 25 or so minutes talking about relationships. We talked a little bit about game, and let me just pull up my notes here. Game, let me define that one more time. Game is a set of behaviors we engage in as well as a set of rules that we adhere to in order to find and secure the person or persons that we want. Amira, what kind of game or games have men attempted to play with you during the time that you dated in order to win your heart? And then I'll talk about some of the games that women have played with me. Because let me just say this, ladies, and I love y'all. Like Ludacris said, I love y'all. I do love y'all. Y'all play games too. So, Amira, enlighten our listening audience, please.
Yes, we do. Women play games. I ain't saying I do, but as a whole, yeah, women play games. You can't say one without the other. It's just, you know what I mean? It ain't no right or wrong. Both parties wrong. Both parties is right. You know what I mean? Some of the games men have played to get with me, I don't know. I'm not that type of chick. You know what type of man that I dig? I'm a tall chick. If the listeners don't know, I'm about 6 feet tall. I stay in high heels. And I've dated short men. I say it all the time. My son's father was short. But the one thing I love about me is like, and I heard, I think it was Tyler say it, the comedian. You know what I'm talking about.
Tyler. She's on the talk show.
Yes. And she said it best. Like, even if a dude's short, the one thing I love is the alpha type male. Like I told a dude recently, ain't no man stepping to me unless they already know I got a big mouth, I'm opinionated, you know what I mean? I dress a certain way, I carry myself a certain way. So you're not going to step to me if something not to, even if it's just about sex. Like, your gang going to be together. And I ain't going to say, you even got to be King Kong. You just going to lay your shit down, right? That's all. I'm just saying, ain't no man, I don't know, I just see through the games. Ain't no man even going to come at me like that, to be honest with you, Michael. I swear, no, they not. And
I'm going to jump in. Can I jump in for a second, Amir?
Sure.
Because, you know, you're raising an important point. And listen, demographically, Amir, we talked about this off the air. Demographically, 65% or so of our listening audience is female. And ladies, I'm a man hearing what Amira is saying. And I can totally concur with her as a man myself. Now, I'm a short man. I'm 5'7" on a good day. So and I'm an alpha male, so maybe
okay.
what I lack in height, I make up for in boldness and charisma and all of that. You know, that said,
and confidence. It's
confidence. Yeah, I'm a confidence.
Straight confidence. With an alpha male, it's confidence that's sexy. Y'all wear that shit on your sleeve. Like, I don't care. You could be 5'2" and you 6'2" because of your confidence.
Look at Kevin Hart. Now, I understand that Kevin Hart's about 5'2", but I read it on demand, How to Think Like a Man, too. Kevin Hart, let me just say this as an aside, just very quickly. I admire Kevin Hart's work ethic. My man is saying, look, if I only have 15 minutes of fame, I'm going to milk this cow for all it's worth. You see Kevin Hart on TV, he's doing his own comedy tour. You see him in movies. You see him on commercials. I'm mad at Kevin Hart. That said, Amir, you said something that's very important that I think our ladies need to hear, our women need to hear, either as a confirmation or as a challenge. The way you carry yourself, and I'm a man and I'm telling y'all this, ladies, the way a man carries himself, then I got something to say to the brothers, the way a woman carries herself will actually draw certain men and drive other men away. I'm keeping it real. So, Amir, the way you carry yourself, you're only going to attract a certain type of man, because I would think in what you're saying, you are giving off the energy like, yo, son, do not come with me or come to me unless you come in correct.
Word.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. And you're right. I had an old lady tell me that. She told me, don't be so argumentative with men. Let a man be right once in a while. She said it'll serve you a long way. I was hollering. I love her. Yes, she did say. And I thought about it, and that stayed with me. And I was like, she's so right. She said, because what do you get from, she told me this. She said, what do you get from always correcting your man? Nothing. They turn out off, you know, they turn out on you. They turn off on you, they tune out. She said, but even if you know you're right and hold your tongue and let them think they're right and let them pout their, you know, spout their feathers, she said, what do you gain from that? I was like, everything. She was like, absolutely. She said, I did it often with my husband. And not that, he knew damn well, and she said, maybe later on, a couple days from now, you'd be like, honey, you know what? My thought on this was, you know, you don't even got to point out that you thought he was wrong, just your thought, but don't do it then, and definitely don't do it in front of people. She was like, it breaks their spine. It breaks their manhood. And what do, and she said this to me, she don't know me. I was like, damn, she know I'm like an alpha female. That shit not cute, though. You know, and the one thing about us women who are boisterous and have these huge opinions and these huge personalities like myself, is the one thing about us is we straight want to be like, I'm so freaking I love an alpha male because I want to be not submissive, but I want to be feminine in a relationship. In a relationship, when it comes to, I'm not like that. I want my man to be in. That's what gets
wow.
a relationship. Honestly, and that's and men. It's hard for them. The ones that can see through it, which is far and few between, and I'm okay with that. At this age, I have to love who I am. I'm only good is who I love and God made me to be. I can't love the mirror that's on stage and the mirror this way and that. I'm a mirror and this is who I am and that's it. You know, and it take a real man to see through, you know, sometime the opinion. And like I said, with age, I'm learning, believe it or not, believe it or not, I'm learning how to soften that just a bit. You know what I mean?
Just a bit.
You know what I mean? Because the chick still needs some affection around here, goddamn.
So, Amir, I want you, please, to give our brother some advice. And let me just step aside. And I, listening audience, when I mention people that I've talked to very generally, I do so because I think the essence of what we talk about is important. But if they didn't give me permission to use their names, I don't. So I'm not trying to hide truth, but I got to respect people who didn't say, Mike, you can name my name on the air. So I was talking to somebody who is a very high-powered female in her work life. And Amira, this is what she said, and what you said just now made me think about that. She said, it shocked the hell out of me. She said, Mike, I don't want to be the man at home. And Amira, I got to tell you, at 50, and I've been married, I've dated, listen, I'm not dating right now, but I've dated. When I tell you, I was shocked to hear that. And listen, ladies who are listening, women who are listening, even men, maybe you think, why? Well, Mike, why would you think that she would want to be the man at home? Because for me, and Amira, you know, and I'm going to get to my point in a second, to help our brothers out, I assume that because she's high-powered in the workplace, she wanted to bring that same energy into a relationship. She said, Mike, it's just the exact opposite. So, Amira, how does a man approach you as a high-powered, high-energy entertainer who has to be confident, maybe bordering on cocky, because you're going to get it in front of thousands of people. So I'm going to make y'all laugh. You cannot have insecurity to do that. So help our brothers out. For a brother who wants to approach a woman like yourself, how do they do it?
And here's the problem, and that's just what I talk about on stage. That's part of my act, is the reason why is because the ones who usually exude that, they're usually tall, okay? They're usually built muscular. They're usually, or even short, but they're usually muscular, nice body. Because men, mostly the alpha male, and I've met some ones that are thin. Don't get me wrong, I ain't discriminating, all right? I'm just saying, but mostly they take care of their body, got a little beef with them. They usually the ones kind of, you know, they don't even got to be handsome. They just that confidence make them sexy. Those are the worst ones, damn it. Because they got so much attention. Because, you know, most women underneath it all vying for that type of dude. It's crazy. It's crazy. So how a dude approach me, I love a dude that make me laugh. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You
could
you can look me in my eye. I don't care how tall you are. I don't. Even if I'm looking down at you, you still look at me. Like, I love dude that's short, looking me up, looking straight up at me. Like, Ma, I don't care about all them heels and all that. That shit don't matter. I love
Wow.
It's hell to me. Like, I'm going home with you. Like, I'm, my sister be like, are you serious? I mean, yes. I will never forget. Real quick story.
No, go ahead.
This was during the Greek Fest. Me and my sister walking down the boardwalk, thousands of dudes. You know, this was when the Greek Fest was huge. They used to come to the boardwalks and all that. Remember?
I remember.
So it's two dudes walking towards us. It's like a romantic moment. Me and my sister got these flowy gowns and white and all his legs out. She done made us. We're walking down the boardwalk. I see the one short, like, beefy, like, yeah, like that alpha dude, like, yeah, I'm that dude, like, walking down. And then it's a big dude. So the one dude, like, 5'7", 5'8", beefy, cocky. I could see him already walking from a distance. The other dude, 6'3", you know, a little chubby, you know what I mean, nice little haircut, or whatever. So me, my sister, me and her said the same thing at the same time. They look, at first, Mike, I swear to God, the big dude was walking straight ahead towards me, and a shorter dude was walking to my sister, who's shorter than me. I said, watch them switch. I swear to God, in mid, as they got to us, they switched.
Wow.
I was like, look at that shit. The big dude switched over to my sister, and the
little dude.
This has been going on me and her whole life. Wherever we go, we kind of look alike, so you get a big eye mirror and a small, like, it's bananas.
That's amazing.
The big dude that's 6'2 and 6'3. Right to my sister. Oh, yeah, that alpha, like, yeah, I don't give a fuck, like, I don't, all that hill and all mine, that don't scare me, you running your mouth on stage, all that ain't about nothing, like, yeah, that's my husband.
Wait, I love it. Mary, listen, I'm going to go to a quick song break. This has been a good conversation. If we're going to be faithful to our topic, we got it when we come back, we got to get to the things we used to do. How do we continue doing the things we used to do? There is an article, and I'm going to actually post the link, listening audience, on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, Michael Teague, and it talks about the life cycle of relationships. We only will have enough time to deal with stage one, but in stage one is when we actually do those things, play those games that we need to continue. So we'll go to a song. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw. Tonight's topic is the things we used to do, keeping relationships strong.
daddy, but I don't understand. So I'm leaving.
Hey everybody, Michael Teague, your co-host, along with my phenomenal co-host,
Amira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. What's up, y'all?
So listen, everybody, I'm posting this article that Amira and I are about to talk about. I just posted it on my Facebook page. It is called The Life Cycle of Relationships, Relationship Problem Tools to Build and Maintain a Happy Marriage, or if you're in a dating relationship, a happy dating relationship. I'm going to post it right now, and I have actually listed it as public, so anyone can take a look at it. Amir, this article is phenomenal. You know, and when we talk through our next show, we may want to spend an entire show on this, but we can reread the article, we talk about it. But it's very, very informative, and it talks about, you just take a look. It talks about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stages of a relationship. And tonight's topic, as you know, is the things we used to do, keeping relationships strong. Stage one is the romance stage, And I want to read the short caption because it really speaks to why we do what we do at the beginning of the relationship. The romance stage is that all relationships, begin with this stage. The need satisfied here is love and belonging. This stage is characterized dream-like qualities, fantasies, and hopes for the future. The role of this stage is to give the couple a taste of the potential of their union. This stage lasts anywhere between 2 months to 2 years, but it averages 6 months. Listen to this, everybody, and it's about what happens biochemically, you know, that euphoric feeling. Why does that happen? Because when a person is in this stage, their body produces vast amounts of endorphins, which makes them feel unusually happy, positive, and excited about everything in their life. There is not much to fix at this point, and the couple is encouraged to continue to explore one another. And Amir, the thing is, there are people who go from relationship to relationship because they want to feel that feeling. And you know, when you meet that person, it's almost like a drug. You understand what I'm saying? When you feel that giddy feeling, that euphoric feeling, that aroused feeling, it's almost like a drug. And there's some people who want that feeling so much that whenever that feeling starts to fade in other parts of the relationship, other stages, like the power struggle stage, and I'm not going to deal with that tonight. Amir and I are not going to deal with that tonight because it'll kind of take us off topic a little bit. But in that stage, that's when all that feeling fades, and that's a lot of times when people break up. And it's during that romance stage that we do the thing to get that person that oftentimes we stop doing once we had that person. I'll give you an example. I am a flowers on the first date guy. It's just part of what I do. And I have found that flowers serve a purpose anywhere from that first date impression to I'm sorry for the crap that I did to the I want some good makeup sex. Flowers just happen to do it. And one of the things that I have to keep in mind, Mira, is a listening audience, is once I've been involved in the relationship, and I've had women tell me this. Listen, the same way you bought me flowers when we first met, you need to buy me flowers right now. So that's one of the things that we do that we used to do that we need to continue doing. I mean, is anything that you've expressed in your relationship, anything that you do? Because, you know, there are women who do some things when they first meet a man that they may stop doing. I mean, are there things that men have done for you or things that you've done that you have to keep in mind that you need to continue to do?
Yeah, I think, you know what it is? I think in a relationship, you're right, when that part comes, when it dies down a bit, it takes, because again, like, I want to be felt feminine in a relationship, so it takes the man. Once we know when that little, you know, euphoric feeling dies down, but once we know as a woman you're not going anywhere, trust me, we'll heat it back up. It's that little period where, like, damn, should I give him my all? You know, should I love him? Is he going to return? Is he going to hurt me? You know, and once we do, you know, with so much fruitfulness out here for men, they do their thing and they do it sloppy and it just turned a mess. But I just want to end it with this, because a lot of times I come down like, you know, it ain't no hope for a relationship or love. I do believe in love. You know what I mean? I do believe in the future I will have a great relationship. And I think it's always hope for love. I'm always the hopeless romantic. I'm always going to, without love, what do you have? You know what I mean? What
I really do
you really have? The essential of everything you do is really for the love of it, right?
Exactly. And listen, I was telling a friend of mine, and listen, audience, you know, real relevant and raw, right? I'm not ashamed of this, and I'm not proud of it. It is what it is. I have been married 2 times. 1990, I got married, and I left my then-wife in 1991. And I got married again in 2002. And my now ex-wife, then my ex-wife, left me. So I raised that as concept. A, Amira, like yourself, I still believe in the institution of marriage. I don't know that I will ever get married again. However, I still and respect and admire the institution of marriage. That's the first thing I want to say. The second thing I want to say is this. Amira, as you said, and listen, there's times that Amira and I have disagreed, and hopefully we haven't been disagreeable when we disagree. This just happens to be a show where we see eye to eye on just about everything we brought up. Amira, listen, if I ever get married again, I am going to get married for love. Because for me, why else should I get married?
And that's
I mean that. I lied. As Bernie Mac, as Bernie Mac, the late great Bernie Mac, I lied.
That shocked me, Michael, because that reveals a lot. That tells me you didn't get married for love before.
No, I did. Listen, let me be clear. I said if I ever get married again, I will, and maybe I didn't say it clearly. I got married for love, and because of that, and I wasn't clear, I will get married. If I get married again, it will only be for love, as it has been. Because, again,
exactly.
I can't. Yeah, I mean, listen, everybody, let's keep it real. You know, people get married because they want a good sex partner. People get married because this person makes a lot of money, male or female. This person, some people get married because, well, you my baby daddy, my baby mama, and I don't want to raise my children alone. Listen. And I'm not I'm not degrading those reasons. I'm just speaking for myself. I can't see myself spending the rest of my life with a woman unless I love her. Now, there may be some other things that we got to deal with and that need to be in place, to be sure. That's why this topic for another show. But listen, as you said, Amira, I am still a romantic at heart. I love it. I think it goes, who was it? Oh, my God, what's the guy's name? I saw on White Star. Lorenzo Lamas. Interestingly enough, Lorenzo Lamas married a woman probably 20 to 30 years his junior. And this what he's been married, I think, 5 or 6 times, allegedly. You know how they say on radio, allegedly, because they don't want the particular person talking about lawyer to call him up. Allegedly, he's been married 5 or 6 times. And Amira, something he said, you know what, I need to have love in my life. I was like, dang. I think human existence is very empty without love. And it doesn't be married to love, you know, but he was clear about it, and I respected that. And so he was basically saying, okay, maybe I've been married 5 times. So what? Because that's kind of what he was dealing with, insinuating and suggesting. He said, I'm the kind of man who needs love in my life. I was like, you know, I manage, but
is honesty. Why not be honest? That's the thing I think with love, and I heard somebody say this quote, I can't remember who, is that real love, love that lasts a lifetime, you fall in and out of love with your partner. You know what I mean? And if you sustain that, if you could, you know, stick in there when shit get hard and your feelings die down and you're wondering, if you stick in there and you got commitment with that person, you will fall back in love. That's what relationships do. You fall in and out of love with your partners. And it's hard for people to stick in there.
You're right.
Sexist. And to do it. And I think that's real love. And when I could find somebody who want to stick this in and out of thing, you know, in and out for the rest, you know, the duration we could do this, as far as marriage go. But until then, you know what I mean, I'll take a date. Now, I don't mean you getting the panties, but we could date.
But listen, you know, it's funny, man. I'm looking at the song. If I do my R. Kelly song, come back with about 3 minutes left. So why don't we do this? No, I won't do R. Kelly because that's a 5-minute song. I'm gonna do something a little bit spiritual here. Then we're gonna come back from there. We're gonna give some parting thoughts. Tonight's topic is the things we used to do, keeping relationships strong. You are listening to Real, Relevant, Raw on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, we'll be right back. And we're going to keep this thing going. Tonight's topic is the thing we do.
Woo! Sure is hot out here. You know? I don't mind, though. I'm glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Break free, 'cause you see I have been
everybody, we're back with bringing this show in for a close. Let me use an aeronautical analogy. We are this plane is circling, it's descending, and it's about 5 minutes it's going to land at the airport. Tonight's topic is the things we used to do keeping relationships strong. And we talked about relationships, talked about games, talked about changing diets, talked about approaching a woman who's high-powered. We talked about a lot of things. And we left off before our musical break mentioning the things that we used to do. Incidentally, I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, and as always, it's my phenomenal co-host,
Amira Ryan, Candy Girl of Comedy. What's up, y'all?
Now listen, Amira. Listen, let me ask you: Do you want to have your parting thoughts and takeaways for our listening audience first? You want me to go first, and you take out and you close out the show. How you want to do this?
No, I'm just going to say a few words, and you could close it out. I just want to say, as far as the honesty in relationships, I agree. Yes, you should be honest. But I don't always agree with laying all your skeletons on the table on your first and second date. And also don't agree with jumping in a bed with somebody first, second date. You know what I mean? Use your judgment. Take your time. You know what I mean? Because lasting relationships are far and few between out here. And y'all have a good night.
Interesting. You know, I mean, you said it. You said a lot in a short time, and you gave me ideas for future show topics. So how soon is soon enough to have sex? You know, that's the question. How soon is soon enough to lay out all your skeletons, assuming you have them?
Good point.
You know, and so these are things in there that definitely we can talk about in terms of future show topics. I think, and I'm going to make it, we've got about 3 minutes left, everybody. We do appreciate you listening. The long and the short of it for me, everybody, and I struggle with this. I'm not actually dating right now, but I have struggled with this. To win that person, are the kinds of things we need to do to keep that person, because as Amira said, yes, we fall in and out of love. In other words, for me, the way I heard that is the emotions are not going to always be there. It ebbs and flows, and unfortunately, people, when the emotions tend to recede after that initial period, what is it called, the romance stage, and now you're in the power struggle stage with the stage two, then sometimes we forget to do those things. We forget to bring the flowers home. We forget to keep the sex exciting and passionate and changing positions and all the kind of things that we did at the beginning, right? Going to dinner, going clubbing, whatever y'all said. So my only point in this show is to challenge us, men and women, the things that we did to win our partner, significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, boo, husband, wife, are the same things that we need to do to keep them. Tonight's topic was the things we used to do keeping relationships strong. You are listening. You have been listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw, Relationships Radio at its best, broadcasting every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy,
Amira Ryans. Good night, y'all.
Listen, everybody, good night. Listen, thank you for tuning in. Continue to tune in. I'm going to post a link in just a few moments on our Facebook page. Continue to show that love. We'll be back next week for more Real, Relevant, and Raw. Have a good night, everybody.